on the voting, and again on October 26th, it'll wrap up on Halloween. That morning, we'll be announcing the name.
The name will finally be there.
Yes, the name and our winners will be announced Tuesday on Halloween. Ooh. We'll be back with more fun right here on the morning show. Oh, I like, boy, Pam does this. You go right ahead, Pam.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I want you to know you're not alone.
President Biden arrived in Tel Aviv this morning in a show of solidarity with Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a day after a massive blast that killed more than 470 Palestinians.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Hamas is blaming Israel. Israel pointing a finger at Islamic jihadists. Outrage is growing across the Middle East. Riyad Mansour is Palestinian ambassador to the UN.
Those responsible for this crime should face justice.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The heads of the FBI and its British counterpart MI5 have issued an unprecedented joint warning. They say Americans and Brits are facing the increased possibility of a domestic terror attack as a result of the crisis in the Middle East. Jewish communities and organizations likeliest to be targeted by Islamists, neo-Nazis, or other radicals working alone or as part of a group.
This past hour, the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against a group of 10 Hamas members and its financial network. CBS News is just confirming the U.S. has intercepted 2 one-way attack drones targeting Iraq's al-Assad airbase this morning, where U.S. troops are located. No injuries reported. Republicans on Capitol Hill will hold another vote today on Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. He came up 16 GOP votes shy yesterday. Senate Republican Mitt Romney tells CBS News.
The great majority of the Republicans in the House, I think, would like to have someone that represents the mainstream of our party. Jim Jordan represents a small part of the party, but a very vocal part of the party.
The main suspect in the disappearance of U.S. student Natalie Holloway has a court appearance in Alabama today. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Jeroen Vandersloot is expected to plead guilty to trying to extort money from Natalie Holloway's mother. Federal prosecutors in Birmingham, Alabama, say the 36-year-old man may provide new information about what happened to the missing Alabama teen who disappeared in Aruba in 2005.
Prescription drugs are falling from the sky. Amazon's just announced it's testing drone deliveries in College Station, Texas, where people can get their deliveries within an hour after placing orders. The drones get within about 13 feet of front doors and drop padded packages to the ground. Customers have a choice of about 500 medications to treat things like flu and pneumonia. Controlled substances not on the list. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to. We got you for the next hour, and we're going to have fun. We got good things coming up for you. In just a little bit, we're going to get into the most controversial song, You Were Born. That is coming up a little
bit
later.
Sounds like fun.
We're going to tell you a little bit about how to keep your pumpkins fresh. That's not a euphemism or the metaphor or anything like that. We're talking actual pumpkins.
I totally went there.
I did too. I did.
Really? Whoa.
I didn't do it as I was reading it this morning, but as I said it out loud, I heard it. And I was like, oh, no. We got to make sure to be clear about that one. Well, that's coming up for you. Then a right story or two, one or two, and some local good stories of the day all lined up for you. And it's live radio. You put the three of us together. Who knows what's going to happen? We kick things off with some entertainment news. Last month, it was reported that a revival of The Office was in the works. The original showrunner, Greg Daniels, is on board, and that was basically all the information that was given. Well, Daniels himself has addressed the report, and he didn't exactly deny it. He said, quote, "The thing I would say is, when there's something to announce, I will definitely announce it." Now, that's I would say that that is writer talk for this is there is something going on that we were not able to talk about for a couple of months because there was this whole writer strike thing going on.
Right.
And now there's an actor strike going on. Mm-hmm. So we can't really talk about these things anyway. And why are we going to help producers sell something that we haven't even created yet and that we haven't even gotten credit or credited for or paid for yet?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because that's all they're doing when they're promoting these things, when they're on the red carpet, when they're on the TV shows or daytime or nighttime talk shows, they are helping producers sell these things. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, actors are not paid on that stuff, which is understandable to a degree. And at the same time, producers get paid every second. They get paid through everything. They're always getting their money. So it's part of the reason why we've got this standstill going on that they will blink first. I told you they would blink first during the writer's strike, and they did, and they will do it again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the actors are going to get the same deal, the same type of deal the writers did. The writers got a much better deal than I expected, which makes me a little worrisome in 3 years when that contract wraps up, but we'll deal with that then.
Yeah.
For right now, I'm focused on my fellow actors and my fellow guild members and us getting what is justice. Yep. Not more than we deserve. Not one actor, not from me to George Clooney, not one of us want more than we deserve. We want to be paid what is just paid.
Yep, exactly.
And rights-wise. Because a lot of this comes down to AI and the image and likeness and the idea that John Wayne passes away, but Coca-Cola wants to use John Wayne in the commercial. And so because John Wayne's third cousin says it's okay, they're able to do this.
Yeah.
Some stuff like that. What happened with Rogue One a while ago with the actor from that and using his image in that and everything. That was very controversial. Maybe the most controversial thing other than Jar Jar Binks to happen in Star Wars universe.
Right.
So this kind of stuff needs to stop.
Yeah.
There's no reason in the world to be reusing an actor that has passed away. It's tacky. It's nasty. Yeah. It is one of the it goes against everything that the creative world is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unnecessary. Well, gosh, we lost the last actor. I guess we'll never have another actor again. No. Shockingly, there are a billion of us out there.
Right.
You don't need to use an actor who has passed away.
Right, exactly. And now you can take full, and they've been using it in films, a full 3D body scans of actors. So now it's easier than ever to put them up there. Now you end up with something like with The Flash, and
looked horrible.
Was just awful. But I'm sure we'll get to the point where, you know, they work out some of the kinks and that kind of stuff, because technology continues to go. But this is why. You're absolutely right. This is why the strike is continuing. Actors, it's like, no, this is, you got to stop doing this. This is us.
Yeah.
This is us. You can't just use, you know, our image and likeness without our permission. And with dead people, like you said, you know.
It's surprising to me, too, because this is one of those ones that I will admit I was wrong on this. I thought that the public would be behind us on this a lot more than they have been. And certainly there has been more people behind the actors than the producers. Mm-hmm. But it's still kind of like, we don't care about either side, you know, that kind of thing. And that bothers me because while I know that it doesn't look at it as 90% of the acting community comes from blue collar working class communities and have that work ethic and are treat the craft that way.
Yep.
I've worked with these people for the last, you know, almost 20 years. And I know this industry pretty well. There are a lot of divas. I'm not going to say that there isn't, but those tend to be more directors and in different fields.
Right.
Most of your actors that you're going to run into, for every Russell Crowe you run into, you're going to run into a billion of them that are like Melissa or Seth and going to give you everything they got on that stage or in front of that camera and going to work with their fellow creatives. Like, that's the game. That's the industry. If it wasn't that way, if it was filled with nothing but divas, not only would nothing get done, but nobody be watching any of these things.
Yeah.
You'd be able to tell. You'd see it in your movies and TV shows and commercials and all that.
It's still a job. It's a job. You still got to, like you were saying, look at any profession, you're going to get people that are diva-ish.
Yeah.
Like they think that they're the God's gift to whatever. But it's still work. And it's still a job. And like you said, 90% of people, what, $10,000 a year? Is that what it was? Like the median for most actors? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's so low.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just looking for just a little bit of fairness. That is what they're looking for.
The average rate of you look at it, if an actor they don't even make what somebody would make in working a tip job. They don't even make that.
No.
So it's trying to make these things even.
There's no minimum wage for actors.
What were we talking about? Where did this start? The Office. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking. You give me this chance. You give me a little bit of slack, and also, I'll go ahead and jump down that
Hollywood,
rabbit
hole. Hollywood, come on. Come up with something new one for once. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Reboot everything.
Eminem turned 51 yesterday, and at least that's what we're supposed to believe. Others believe there's no way he could have celebrated a birthday because he passed away 17 years ago.
What?
Yeah, what? I've never heard of this. I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories over the years. This is not only a new one. This is a wild one. Okay. Listen to this.
All right.
There's a conspiracy theory that says Eminem died in a car accident in 2006 and was replaced by a clone.
Oh, my.
Clues include changes in his appearance, like he got older.
Because that never happens to any of us in 10 years.
Some people say his eyes changed, like the color of his eyes. There's even a song called Cloned Rappers by Tom McDonald that claims the Illuminati cloned rappers and made the real ones disappear, like Eminem and Tupac and all this. Like,
just rappers, though.
Just rappers. Just rappers. First off, I kind of, you know, do you ever hear one of these things and you're kind of like, I kind of wish it was true. Just in the sense of not for any other real reason, not for any logical or good reason or anything. Just because I love the idea of somebody going through all this effort for why.
Yeah.
Like, why?
It's a great point.
I'm an Eminem fan. I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that, like, if we lost a, usually you hear about these things like the Manchurian candidate or something like that. Losing a president. Oh, we can't lose a president. We have to clone the president or something like that. Like, it's Eminem. It's a rapper. I'm like, well, what are we doing here? How much money and effort and time went into cloning Eminem? For what? For what purpose? So that he could give a couple more concerts? Like, I'm a fan of the guy and everything. But, I mean, if he did really die in a car accident in 2006, I think a little bit similar to Paul McCartney, if Paul had actually died, we kind of move on. As a society.
This isn't even an original story. We've done this before.
Yes.
Paul McCartney being dead. Come on.
The Beatles did a whole concept album on this. What are we doing?
Nothing new under the sun.
You're right.
Oh, no. I want a new conspiracy theory. I want a new cloning conspiracy theory. I like the idea of going the other direction. And, hey, you know Tammy over at the grocery store who's been there for 20 years? I don't think that's really her anymore.
It's a clone.
It's a robot. Android.
13 years ago, Tammy fell off a cliff, and they made a fake of her.
AI took over.
Yep, and that's a clone Tammy. I like the idea of them doing this with just everyday people.
Exactly. I love that.
Just for the heck of it. Just, you know, I don't know. And who's got clones just laying around? We got all these clones. We should do something with these clones, you know? We've got the technology. Why don't we make some new people? I also, though, watch out, though. One of these days, one of these conspiracy theories is actually going to be true. All bets are off after that.
Oh, no.
It's going to be funny.
It's going to be a sad day.
It will be, probably. And we wrap up with Dolly news, of course.
Of course.
Dolly Parton has been everywhere promoting her album Rockstar, which is out November 17th. CMT got to sit her down and long enough to answer a few questions. Luckily for us, she said yes. And here are some of the highlights. I'm just going to play a little of this for you right now, everybody.
What's the funniest or weirdest thing a fan has asked you to sign?
Their butt. And then they got a tattoo. So then they sit on me all the time.
If you got stuck in an elevator with any collaborator on Rockstar, who would you want it to be?
Paul McCartney. We'd probably write some great stuff.
What's the best piece of advice that a rock star has given you?
I've never had any good advice from a rock star.
I love that last part.
Oh, man.
I love that last part.
Oh, the signature on the butt and then getting it tattooed is just, that's wild. That is just wild. Why would she do that, first of all? Besides someone's butt.
Yeah, really. Because you know it wasn't like, you know, a smooth surface.
Oh, no.
I have a feeling it was a guy, and yeah.
Oh, Dolly.
Her favorite snack, potatoes, especially potato chips, but really any kind of potato. She'll even just sit back and eat some mashed potatoes.
Wow.
That's
how do you feel about that, James?
Yeah, that's
are you struggling with this a little bit?
A little bit, okay. But I'm such a fan of hers that I will just
push through. Okay.
Just move on.
Like the most people that like potatoes.
And what's the strangest rumor she's heard about herself? Quote, that I was married to Burt Reynolds and he had an alien baby, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Those two, of course, starred in the best little whorehouse in Texas,
right.
And everything. It became lifetime friends, longtime friends, and everything. Right up until Bert's passing, they were friends. I remember when Bert passed, Dolly had some of the more beautiful things said about him. But this one, this conspiracy theory, and if you see a connection here between the last story and this story here, this
it's
one,
conspiracy.
The two of them apparently had fun with this. And like tried to tease the paparazzi with like an obviously fake alien baby and stuff, but they never took the pictures. These two were bopping around with this thing, and there were no paparazzi around to take the picture, so the joke just died.
Like the one day.
Yeah.
There's no paparazzi.
That's
always chasing them around, and like, today, of all days, we planned for this.
How paparazzi funny convention. Is that? How I love the idea of Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton in like 1979 or 1980 just bopping around a downtown popular street and like, hey, anybody?
With an alien
anybody?
Baby.
And nobody paying attention to them. Nobody even noticing. That's
hilarious. That wouldn't be the case now with everybody in a phone.
No.
I love the idea what you said about Paul McCartney. God, put those two in a room together right now and make them make an album before we lose either one of them.
Fascinating.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
I know he's on her album that they do a song together on the new one, but can you imagine a whole album of Dolly Paul originals? Oh, man.
Ooh. I wanted to play some of that too because I hadn't thought much about this before, but I don't know many artists or many people where I love their singing voice just as much as their talking voice. I could never decide between the two of which I like more with her. I love hearing her talk. Mm-hmm. Her style and her, yes, she's got a Southern accent. But it's the style of the way she talks.
Mm-hmm.
How she could be so proper but so country. She could be so real and so, you know, classy at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Genuine.
Yeah, yeah. She has this balance that I've never heard before in a celebrity or anything.
Old school country. Yeah, that's old school country right there.
And her singing is legend. Of course. You don't need me to ramble about
beautiful
that.
Singing, yeah.
But there's something about just the way she talks. I was a little kid and my Nana, my Aunt Pat loved 9 to 5. Love that movie. It was on almost every day. They would play that movie just in the background or something like that. And a big fan of Lily Tomlin, of course, but it was Dolly's voice that I remember from that movie. Then Dabney Coleman. it's what I remember from that movie so much. And I think it's part of the reason why I'll always love not only her voice, but a Southern, like a Southern charm, Southern twang kind of voice or something about it just gets me. The tattoo on the butt, though. We got to come back to that.
Okay.
We got to come back to
Do
that.
Do we?
I first off, I can't, like, it's one thing for her to do it. I don't know the gall of having the legend, Dolly Parton, in front of me. And I've got all these different things she could sign, my shirt, my jacket, whatever. And you have, like, the, I don't
the
know.
Temerity.
Really? Like, I don't know what is more impressive to me, that she actually did it, or the person that has that kind of gall to them to actually ask Dolly Parton to sign my butt.
I wonder if it's because of that she did it. It's like, yeah. Well, I was like, wow, this person, okay, I give you credit, I'm going to do it.
And then went and got it tattooed.
Yep. Yeah. And then you got to be the tattoo artist doing that. I don't know.
Oh, poor tattoo artist. I feel bad for them. Now.
If you had, I've maybe had like four or five scenarios in my life. Somebody's asked me for an autograph. Maybe. I may even be rounding up on that. I don't know. But I don't know in that scenario what I do. I honestly don't. If somebody asked me to do that, I don't, because I'm one of those people. I was born left-handed. I write with my right. That's what my grandfather made me do. So when I write, it's not, I'm moving my left hand still. Mm. So I have to set my hand down oftentimes when I'm writing. So if I'm writing on that surface, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like trying to get all in. I'm putting my elbows down. I'm trying to like get it situated. Yeah, sit still. I can't. Oh, now it's all messed up. I got to start over. Anybody got a Sharpie?
Somebody bring me a wet wipe.
Yeah, a butt eraser. Can I get a butt eraser?
Need a butt wipe. Need a butt wipe over here. No. Oh, I can't imagine doing that.
Conversation so quickly degenerated.
It often does. I also think this is not the scenario that a lot of people are imagining in their head. For us guys, a pretty woman or something like that. You know, a clean surface, what have you. No. This is Billy Bob, who has not showered in a while. It's not the scenario you think.
No, it's not. It is not.
Like often in life.
It's not what you hope or wish for.
No. Taking a break. Coming back. More fun. We're going to get into, when we get back, a little bit more entertainment. The most controversial song the year you were born.
Controversy.
Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Little Chili Peppers playing us in.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a controversial song, but a memorable one, especially if you were born the year this came out or something. That number one song, Under the Bridge, that seems pretty cool. Seems pretty fitting. Also, incredible live. Incredible to hear that song live. It's really, it's much better live, I think.
Cool.
Let's get into this. Music has been freaking people out for one reason or another since the first caveman produced two rocks and slapped them together and went.
Because, yes, that was the first beat.
That was the first beat. I don't think a lot of people know that.
No, they don't.
Loudwire.com put together a list of the most controversial songs from the year you were born. And it goes all the way back to 1930.
Oh, wow.
When people are clutching their pearls and freaking out over Probation is a Failure by Lo Stokes. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That is pretty cool.
I'm going to go look up that song now.
I have to look up that song. I'm with you. We're doing that later. We're definitely doing that. I have to look that one up.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
An interesting one.
Love it.
So let's go ahead and look through some of these, highlights. 1962. I wanted to tell the audience, call up and give us the year you were born, and I'll look it up for you.
Yeah.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. Give us the year you were born, and we'll look up yours. Do you guys want to do your years, or should we go ahead and go through the list here?
Well, let's do our years first, and then we can go through the list.
All right.
That's my opinion.
So, Melissa, if you don't mind, what year were you born?
1982.
82. Okay, so 82. Let me go ahead and look that up. 80s kid. let's see. Wow, I got a ways to go here, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Go quick.
Yeah. Wow, that is really, they really went all out on this list. So 1982. Oh, Melissa, you got a good one. The Message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
This was the song for me growing up. This was, when I heard this on the radio, everything changed for me.
Groundbreaking hip-hop music right there, yep.
You know, the Sugar Hill Gang certainly got hip-hop on the radio, but Rapper's The Message... Light. Solidified hip-hop, mm-hmm. solidified rap, and where rap was going to go. There was nothing ever before this like it, and almost never since there has mm-hmm. been. The Message was telling people in communities like this what we were going through in communities I was in.
Mm.
And the thing that I don't think the Grandmaster Flash and a lot of people could have realized is the connections it would make. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute. They're poor there. We're poor here. We get that. We can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And the relatability that was created from that song.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Oh, you got
it. Yeah, I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far because a man with a tow truck repossessed my car.
Oh, Mel. Nicely done. Ooh. That was good.
Wow. It's a jungle sometimes.
Kind of makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Nice.
Oh, good stuff. You don't have NWA, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, Cypress Hill, any rapper you like out there, you don't have them without that song.
Especially those that are thoughtful, you know, something talking about mm-hmm. what's going on in the community and stuff.
Definite real life situation.
Yes,
here.
It was.
And there was never any music like that before. I would say hip hop wise. Now, Marvin Gaye and a lot like Al Green.
Soul wise,
they were touching on the subject.
Yep.
But not like in detail and not that way.
Yep.
In a new music forum, by the way.
Yes.
You know, I mean, think about whether you like rap or hip-hop or not. I can't imagine you can't have at least a bit of respect for... They created a new music.
Brand new music.
It may be the last time that's done. Like, we're not doing that anymore. There's no new music being done out there. There's no new kind of style or format or anything like that.
And everything is auto-tuned.
Yeah, or it's mashups. We're going to take this genre of music and this genre of music and put it together. Wow.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Danger Mouse.
yeah, right?
I mean, and I like Danger Mouse.
I do like Danger Mouse, yeah. But that's pretty interesting. Okay. Seth, what year were you born?
1978.
78. All right, 78.
You're so old.
I know.
Let's check that out.
4 years older than you.
Careful with that, you guys. as the oldest one in the room, I will say. 1978, it was Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay by Tom Robinson Band.
Really?
That's an interesting one.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
I don't know this song. Yeah, I don't know this one.
I got to start writing these down here. I'm going to listen to some of these.
Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay.
The Tom Robinson Band called out British hypocrisy and mistreatment while celebrating gay culture in this groundbreaking tune.
Wow.
A gay man himself, Tom Robinson, originally wrote the song for London Gay Pride Parade before releasing it on EP. BBC Radio 1 refused to play the song,
of course,
which became a massive hit on rival station Capital Radio.
How about that?
Wow.
That's so cool.
BBC One would eventually play the song after it became a hit on another station.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that.
Wow. And when you read the lyrics, wow.
Oh, yeah?
The British police are the best in the world. I don't believe one of these stories I've heard about them raiding our pubs for no reason at all, lining the customers up against the wall. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here.
Wow.
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 But there's a lot more than that, but I...
That's good, yeah.
Oh, nice. Wow. Thanks for reading that. That's awesome.
That's very cool.
I got to look that one up, too.
Yeah.
So, I was born in 1990, and...
Liar. I smell some pants on fire.
Nobody bought that for a second.
No.
Pants again.
I was born in...
Pants theme today.
I was born in 1977. Yes. I'm the old one. So I look at 77, and kind of fitting, actually.
Okay.
The Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen.
Oh, yes. Okay, perfect.
Leave it to, as my mother would say, her Rebel Without a Pause, that the song, the year I was born, that this would be the hit. Banned from the BBC for, quote, gross bad taste, the seminal punk song acquitted British royalty to the fascist regime, released on their only album the Sex Pistols had, by the way. I don't think a lot of people realize.
Yep.
Released in 77, it presented the Sex Pistols and the punk movement at a large as a genuine force to be reckoned with. Some sources have dubbed God Save the Queen as the most controversial song in history.
Well,
it's got to be up there.
God Save the Queen, she's not a human being, and there's no future in England's dreaming.
Man.
Yeah. Pointed lyrics.
Yeah. Well, and to their own detriment, the British government will not allow you to talk badly about the British government on airwaves.
Yeah, it's true.
Period. John Oliver's show gets censored all Get Out when he does that stuff, and his show is released over there. So they kind of did it to themselves.
True.
You know? let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
You know, back in my day, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, I don't know if you're a species that you didn't figure out.
That's good. What year, sir? What year? We'll look it up.
We're going way back. I mean, 1972.
1972. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling up, man. 1972. Give Ireland back to the Irish from Wings.
Wow.
Ooh.
John Lennon might have been a distinguished bad boy among former Beatles, but ex-bandmate Paul McCartney also experienced his fair share of controversy. Reacting to the events of Bloody Sunday, he and his wife Linda churned out this political tune in about a month's time. It was greeted with a blanket broadcast ban in the United Kingdom, where relations with Northern Ireland remained a highly sensitive subject.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Ow.
yeah, interesting. Didn't see that one coming. None of us did.
No.
I've never even heard the song.
Yeah. A lot of these we haven't heard, which I find very interesting.
Yeah. Because they were controversial.
I do have to correct you on that one. The lamented Fab Four Fridays. We played that song on one of those episodes.
That's right.
I remember doing that. So.
I forgot about that. You're right, man. Good call. Always appreciate talking to you, sir. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You too.
That was great.
Yeah.
Keep those calls coming, everybody, 424-2600. So let's go ahead and just look through some of these other ones.
Yeah.
1964, A Change Is Gonna Come from Sam Cooke.
Oh, I love that song.
Such a good song.
it's one of my all-time favorites.
It's a great song. Listen to it live.
No.
Check that song out live, and you will never hear that song the same again.
No.
Let's take another call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Alice from Milwaukee again.
Hey, Alice. Hello. Thanks for calling. Yeah, good to talk to you. Good morning to you.
Hey, I'm going to pick up the T-shirt in January when we're up there at the Need a Little Retreat. Anyway.
Very nice. Cool.
You guys are young pups. 1952.
Ooh, okay. 1952. Let's see here. 52 brings.
Just scrolling here.
Yeah. it brings us to. It wasn't God who made Honky Tonk Angels from Kitty Wells.
Oh my gosh.
A musical rebuttal to Hank Thompson's The Wild Side of Life, this controversial song helped make Kitty Wells one of the first women stars in country music. Employing a similar melody to Thompson's hit, she argued that cheating husbands were the motivating factor behind cheating wives.
Ooh.
Wells was banned from performing the song on NBC Network and the Grand Ole Opry radio broadcasts. Neither did anything to stop the tune from soaring up the charts.
How about that?
In 1952, nonetheless, yes. That is impressive. Good on Kitty Wells. Wow.
Good on Kitty. We know what happened to women after the men, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting point.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was fun. That was cool. That was good.
Well, I got to share some of the lyrics. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That is awesome.
There's always a man to blame.
Oh, wow.
No wonder she got banned.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's good, though.
That is
Sing
good.
It, like Kitty.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. I would love to see a modern-day country star take some of these and redo them.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would be neat.
I wonder how they would be received today. Like, I have a feeling it's one way or the other. It's still a controversy. Mm-hmm. If for any other reason, then people are going to make a big deal out of everything nowadays.
Right.
Or the other side of things where they just don't even notice. They don't even care.
It just kind of slides by. Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. They pay attention to it for 5 seconds and then they move on. Like aliens.
Yeah.
We're standing up against the patriarchy again? Okay.
Yeah. In 1971, The Revolution will not be televised by the legend Gil Scott-Heron.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
Same.
Love that song.
Top 10 favorite song of all time. 1975, The Pill from Loretta Lynn.
Yes. That was very controversial.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know that one that well, but I do remember hearing that was a controversial song.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
It's interesting to me with Loretta Lynn. I almost feel like she's another one of those artists that doesn't get her due, even though I know she's one of the faces.
The ladies of country, right?
Yeah. And not to say that, like, nobody knows her name, obviously, but I think with all that's said of her, she oftentimes gets stuck being talked about with duet artists or this thing or that. You talk about a rebel.
Yeah.
A rebel, like a rebel after my own heart, Loretta Lynn, through and through.
Well, again, it's a song about taking control of her own life and not, you know, like, and her own body, which is something that the patriarchy in this country doesn't want to happen.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that song came out in 1975, and here we are in 2023, and we've gone backwards.
We know where we are, yeah.
We've gone backwards on this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1983, Relax from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I don't remember that being controversial. I don't...
some of the lyrics are suggestive.
I guess I'll have to look. Yeah.
And it's very... And again, it's kind of like with the... it's a very gay... positive song as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea of that as a kid.
No, you wouldn't have known, but yeah.
As a kid.
No, because it's got a fun beat.
Exactly.
Exactly. As a kid, I could break dance to it.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. That's all I remember about that song.
Watch the video and then you'll see.
Yeah. 1986, XTC's Dear God, which, yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I love the song. I love that song. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the better songs written wise I've heard in a period
in the 80s.
While I think it's controversial, I almost don't feel like it should be. And obviously, most of these songs, you know, it's an opinion kind of thing.
Perspective, yeah.
But I feel like with that song, it's so relatable to me. Mm-hmm. I think almost every human being has been on both sides where you're thanking God or you're angry with God or you're just talking to God or you're venting to God, whatever it is. I find it so bold to be able to write a song like that and then to publish it.
Yeah.
I find very, very...
And it was a decent-sized hit for them. I mean, they didn't have huge hits.
No,
XTC.
No.
But, I mean, they were both brilliant songwriters.
It's probably their biggest hit.
But it's one of their bigger hits. Yeah.
Killing in the Name of from... I went too far. 1990, Justify My Love from Madonna. I'm a little surprised that Papa Don't Preach or Oh Father or some of those weren't on there.
Yeah, those are a little bit earlier. But, yeah, you're right. I remember Papa Don't Preach seemed to be a really controversial song.
Oh, people lost their minds over that.
Like a Virgin, even.
Like a Virgin, Like a Virgin, certainly.
Yep.
But Papa Don't Preach, they really did. The Catholic Church came out against that one. Mm-hmm. That was big. I've never understood why the song Oh Father was not celebrated more. That's not only lyrically her greatest song, and maybe the greatest song of hers singing-wise. Mm-hmm. I would say Take a Bow is right there with that, too. But it's an important song. She's talking about stuff that you're not going to hear anybody else talking about in songs.
No.
Like Madonna was she was approaching topics and subjects, and she was really trying to push the bar. I think that pop culture swallowed her whole, that became all she was known for, and everything was that, you know, the bra with the cones and things like that and everything. But I hope it is not lost on future audiences and everything. What a great songwriter Madonna was.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good songwriter.
Yep.
Killing in the Name of from 1992 from Rage Against the Machine. Goodbye Earl from The Chicks from 1999.
Yeah. Good old murder song.
A song completely about murdering and hiding a body.
Yep.
Is it really?
See what? It is. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's a song about these three sisters. One is being beaten by her husband, and they kill him. They have like a roadside stand that where they sell stuff, and then they go and bury him in a field.
God bless country music. You couldn't get away with that in pop. You could.
No
pop song about that.
No.
Although Stan from Eminem is a little bit close. Is a little close to that from 2000.
Yeah.
2004, American Idiot from Green Day.
I like that song.
2010, Pumped Up Kicks from Foster the People. I love that song. I didn't know that was controversial. What is controversial about that?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I like that song too.
I'll have to look that one up. Why that one is controversial. And from 2018, This Is America from Childish Gambino. Great song, great mm-hmm. music video. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. A very interesting list. I didn't expect to learn about so many new songs.
No,
I didn't
that's
see that
great.
Coming. Interesting.
What's the earliest one they have, closest to now?
So I'm glad you asked. I was going to wrap up with that. I've got it from 2022, Girls from Lizzo. I see that. And I think we had a 2023. Oh, yeah, Try This in a Small Town from Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Which isn't... to me, that's not controversial. It's divisive. Like, there's a dance. There's a clear... It's pandering, and it's trying to separate us and divide us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems a little different to me than trying to talk about women's rights or things like that.
That's a good point, yeah.
I think I'm splitting hairs a little bit, I'll admit. but I do think that there's a gigantic difference of, you know what, I want to write a song to pander to people. I don't even believe half of what I'm saying here or anything. I didn't even write this song, but I'm going to throw it out there because, you know, that's what America needs right now, more division.
I had to look up the lyrics from the Lizzo song, Girls. I can see why this is a little controversial. There's a lot of swearing in here, and she says she's going to go Lorena Bobbitt on him.
Whoa.
Yikes. Whoa. Whoa.
Wait, talk about cultural touchstones there. Look it up, kids.
Yeah,
look it up.
Right. We will take a break. We're going to get to Melissa's news a little late, but we're getting to it.
Yeah.
We'll come back with some more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Portage County man sentenced to 7 years in prison for intent to deliver methamphetamine. Stephen Betro, age 64, of Albin, pleaded guilty to the charge on April 18th. Portage County Circuit Court Judge Michael Zell sentenced Betro to 7 years in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Betro has two other court dates pending, one more sentencing this month, with 10 other co-defendants in Russ County for conspiracy to commit possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine. The other is for an incident in July of this year. Betro is accused of possession with intent to deliver over 100 grams of meth. He has entered a plea of not guilty to this charge. The pretrial hearing will take place in November. Over 1,500 graduating high school seniors in our area will automatically be accepted into Mid-State Technical College in 2024. The Direct Admission Initiative began in 2021 with Adams Friendship High School. With the success of the program, Mid-State is expanding it to 21 high schools in the district. Some schools will have their entire senior class directly admitted. Others will offer their students a choice to opt into being directly admitted. This seamless access to higher education opportunities will help meet the demands of the national workforce and provide a stronger personal economic future for students. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 61, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows dip down to about 47, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs around 56, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you in a big country. Although we would not name our band Big Country, and then our first single is called Big Country, and our album is named Big Country.
And they were from Scotland. Not known as a big country.
No.
So I don't know.
They're big in heart.
What was their agent thinking letting them do that? I don't know. It's not a bad song.
No, not at all.
It's just, I don't know. Let's talk about pumpkins. Pumpkins you don't carve. The ones you might use as decorative displays on your porch or yard. There's a video going making the rounds showing a safe way to keep them fresh for 2 months.
Oh, really?
Without using bleach, which can harm wildlife.
Right.
Good.
So what you do is you fill your sink with warm water and 1 cup of white vinegar. Use a bathtub for larger pumpkins, they say. In fact, I think in the video, they even have a video going around with that. So fill your sink with warm water and 1 cup of white vinegar. Make sure you soak all sides of the pumpkin for 10 minutes and then let it dry. You can go one step further by rubbing it with Vaseline. That's another thing people do.
Oh, make it shiny.
Now you do that, and that might make it harder for kids to smash those, too.
Yeah, I can't pick it up.
At the very least, they get Vaseline all over their hands.
Yes.
You're
the culprit. I see the Vaseline on your hands.
I like this. I think this is a cool idea. That's interesting.
We actually do that with when we get, like, fruits. From the store, we actually do the vinegar trick to keep them fresher longer in the fridge. Beth and I do that. So that makes total sense to me.
Do people still wash their, like, before you eat fruit or anything, wash it under the sink once?
They're supposed to.
I it feels like an old school thing, and I didn't know if people were still doing that. I can't help myself.
Pesticides are still a thing.
Yeah, pesticides, so still pretty modern. Still pretty modern pesticides. Yeah. I don't know. I do that all the time, but I didn't know if it was something that I was just being silly about.
No, you're good.
No. Keep doing it.
You're actually with the crowd this time.
Wow. Mark it down.
Somebody make this a red letter day. I wanted to throw out there, too, there's a couple other things you can also do to preserve your pumpkins longer, and that's spraying them with a mixture of water and peppermint oil. Peppermint essential oil.
And they smell good, too.
Yeah, because it's a natural antifungal, and it slows the decomposition process. Cool. You can also refrigerate them overnight. Instead of leaving them outside overnight.
Take your pumpkins in.
Oh, I like that.
Bring your pumpkins in. If you want them to last longer. And those are for carved ones, too.
right? Yeah. To
make them really?
Oh, that's cool. Mm. Yep.
I'm a big fan of pumpkins. I like pumpkins. Yeah. I think they're cool. I like pumpkins.
So
I
it's like a fun word to say, too.
It is a very fun
pumpkin word. Pumpkin is a fun word to say.
I think that's part of the reason why I like pumpkins. That and they're orange. I mean, you know.
That's true. Yeah, it's true.
But I like the idea of keeping them around longer, especially for kids. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't
put a lot of effort into carving them.
Yeah.
Well, and even if they don't carve them, they took a lot of effort into finding them and like mm-hmm. going to the pumpkin picking patch them and picking them out. Even if they're at a store and they're picking one out, they take their time with it. I always
find
felt
the right one.
Yeah, I always felt spoiled as a kid when we got to have pumpkins. Like nice. I know it probably sounds silly saying it out loud, but it really was like a big deal.
I believe you.
When we got to go we never got to go to pumpkin patches when I was a kid, didn't have them. But when I came out here as an older person, mm-hmm. Getting to go to pumpkin patches is one of my favorite things. I love doing that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, James. One thing that we do have to work on, though, is your belief in the Great Pumpkin. I'm telling you, man, you're living in a delusional world. There is no Great Pumpkin.
You'll see.
James.
You'll see. You'll all see. You'll all see. I watched a documentary when I was a kid, okay, involving Charlie Brown. This guy, I think his name was Charlie Brown. Linus, I want to say, one of their names. And yeah, okay, I've seen some documentation about this, Seth, and I think you're wrong on this one. History is going to prove me right. You'll see. The Great Pumpkin's going to show up, and you're all going to be like, James was right. Probably not going to happen.
James and Charlie.
Yeah, me and Charlie Brown. Just
actually, it's
there.
Linus. It wasn't Charlie
Brown.
It was
Brown. Linus. Linus. It was
right.
Linus. Yeah, let's be factually accurate on that one.
Yeah, let's get it right.
We're taking a much-needed break. We'll be back. We still got more show to do. Coming up on The Morning Show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join The Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join The Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 61, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows dip down to about 47, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs around 56, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We got to get to a That Ain't Right story and then get to some good stories of the day before we wrap up the show. And have you ever heard something that's both shocking and not shocking at the same time?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
I love things like this. They make you think. They make the brain work.
There you go.
A new Gallup poll of more than 1,500 teenagers has found that the average teenager spends 4.8 hours on social media every day.
Wow.
That ranges from as low as 4.1 hours for 13-year-olds to 5.8 hours for 17-year-olds, before dropping back to 4.5 for 19-year-olds. More girls than boys spend at least 4 hours on social media, and girls who are online spend more time than the boys. YouTube is the most popular app, followed by TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and next comes whatever they're calling Twitter today. I don't know if they changed it or not. I'm not sure.
Twixie.
Yeah.
I prefer Exeter.
Exeter is good. So, yeah, you hear that, you think, okay, of a 24-hour day, you know, spending 4.5 hours or whatever on social media, I think part of that can seem a little bit much to some, and for others, it's like, no way. Like, that's it?
That's true.
All this complaining we do, all this whining we do about the younger generation and their heads in phones and all these different things, and while that's been going on, our generation and the generation right before and the generation right after us are the real culprits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with it.
They are the true culprits of this.
Yes.
You see it all the time. You don't have to do much to look around. Go ahead and drive around your town, wherever you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. The next time you have somebody driving slow in front of you, or the light changes and they don't change right away, mm-hmm. take a look at that person. See if they're messing with their phone. Yeah. And then see if they got a little gray in their hair. See if they got a little... unshocking. I'm not saying that young people are not capable of this, or right. that it doesn't happen at all. I'm saying that the overall percentage of people doing this and making this a problem tends to be our own generation.
It's very true.
Look, go to a sit-down restaurant and look around and see how many people are sitting Ooh. There with other people at the table with them, everybody looking at their phones.
Boy, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Excellent yeah. point.
So, yeah, it's a wild number because it's both smaller than I think we might think it is, and for some larger than it might say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Well, think about how much you entertainment that you take in normally. Like, do you sit and watch a couple TV shows at night?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's essentially what they're doing on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a palate cleanser in and get to some good stories. And we've got some good ones going on today. Join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. In part one, our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blaze, are going to join us, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. We're going to talk dog park and some other great stuff with our mayor. And in part two, our friend Ben Eberlein going to join us, Community Engagement Director with United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
All right.
Oh, good. He'll probably be able to give you a roundup of how yesterday went at their McDonald's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looking That's forward to that. Cool. Talked to Terry a little bit during the event and everything. Sounded like things were going good over there.
Nice.
Get some numbers and stats or some information from Ben about that today. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 for Playmakers on Monday and through the rest of the week, Midday Magazine. A little bit later today on these airwaves at 7:05, your Wisconsin Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell going to be joining us. Very curious to see what coach has to say about this past week.
Yeah, and what's coming up. Yeah,
and about the season so far. Mm-hmm. And yes, what is coming up, because we have the Badgers on this radio this Saturday, 12:30, Wisconsin at Illinois. They'll be in Champaign for that one.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo!
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 Bingo was his name.
Community.
No.
We encourage you to head on over to the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. When they open their doors at 5, bingo kicks off at 630. Great people, great atmosphere, and you know that whatever you spend there is going right back into the community.
They can't ever stop doing that, otherwise I won't know what Wednesdays are anymore.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Is it, what day is it? I don't know. They're not doing bingo.
Won't even know. Won't have any clue. We've got other great things going on in our area. Seth, I wanted to tell people about this.
Yes. Just a reminder, everyone, that the summer farmers market has wrapped up. It wrapped up last weekend, but that means that the winter farmers market is starting this Saturday at the Moravian Church. So 310 nice. First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, the basement of the Moravian Church. There's an elevator there. Don't worry. Be able to get you down there. And if you went to the book sale last week, it's in the same place. So now you know where it is.
Did the book sale go well?
The book sale went awesome. Yeah, it was very fabulous. I believe we raised $3,200 for scholarships for MSTC. Nice. So
very cool.
Awesome.
And then, we're opening our doors now for the Winter's Farmers Market starting on Saturday.
Looking That's forward great. To that.
Yeah.
You can find out more about that farmers market at wrmoravian.org. Mm-hmm. Wrmoravian.org.
Very good.
Also wanted to mention that the Spirit Walk with our friends at the Historic Point Boss is coming up this Saturday, October 21st. Join them for storytelling, guided tours along this haunted lantern-lit walk.
Ooh.
One of my favorite events they do.
It's very cool.
Learn about the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and our version of haunted history. A couple of our favorites, Mike Egren, Steve Martin, go over there every year and give their talents to this. It's a fun one. Adults, $5, students, $2. And every penny of that goes right back into keeping history alive at the Historic Point Boss.
It's a great resource around here.
Find out more, historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com.
I want to throw out the fall shopping extravaganza at the Nakusa Community Center is happening on Saturday this weekend
from 9
to 3. So don't miss that at the community center. Get some early holiday shopping done.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
get it out of the way. Get it out of the way, people. That ain't got to worry
about
it.
Plan ahead.
Yes.
You might as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about Christmas already anyway, so, you know.
How much do we love animals? Well, a new poll found Americans would rather inherit a pet from a loved one than inherit their car.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was just a wild stat to me. I just had to share that poll. Yeah, exactly. And speaking of pets, researchers at three universities are testing a new vaccine to prevent cancer in dogs.
Really?
For those that don't know, cancer is the number one cause of death in dogs, and this is the largest clinical trial of its kind. They say the vaccine is showing positive results so far.
Wow.
The more groundbreaking we do on this subject with that, the more we help out humans and certainly helping out our furry friends.
You got it.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn cool. And a guy from Virginia named Gordon Pullen showed up to his mom's convenience store this month to surprise her. It was a big deal because she lives in Hawaii and they hadn't seen each other in 23 years.
Oh, wow.
His sister got it on video. He also hadn't seen her in 23 years.
Aww.
He's now planning to move to Hawaii permanently to help out with the store.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great story.
It is. It's a great story. It's a beautiful story. You can't watch that video and not get emotional. But come on. He went to Hawaii.
That's true.
Let's not give him too much.
That did cross my mind.
I'm just joking.
But wouldn't want to move to Hawaii?
That's a cool story. It hits the heart. It's a good one. Good story of the day, all of you. Thank you so much for joining us on these airwaves. Got a bunch of good calls today.
We appreciate that from
everybody. And certainly appreciate you two putting up with me as you do. Thank you.
it's
You're
easy.
Welcome.
It's easy.
Have a good day, you guys.
Says you.